seen any good TV lately? Well, if not, NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says you're not looking hard enough. He says we're all missing out on a lot of good TV right now. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm just trying to get to House of Cards, but there aren't enough hours in the day to watch all this stuff. Tell us about some of the shows that you think are going under the radar.
Yeah, this is the virtue of being a professional couch potato, right? So I really love this show. It's a BBC Two show called Peaky Blinders, and it's available on Netflix. It's a British historical crime drama, and it's about this gangster family that runs crime in Birmingham, England, basically. Right after World War I. And Cillian Murphy, you may remember him from the Dark Knight movies. He played the Scarecrow. He plays a military hero who comes back home, takes over the family business, which is basically being gangsters running this town. And he is sort of the hero of the story. Now, Sam Neill plays a police officer who comes to town and tries to bust this family. And he is a perfect villain. And I think we have a clip of him berating the local policeman for taking bribes from this gangster family. Let's check it out.
The Peaky Blinders, the vicious, merciless gangs who blind those at sea and cut out the tongues of those who talk. You are worse than them. Those of you who have taken their bribes these years since the war, those of you who look the other way, you are worse than them.
It's amazing. Now, for anybody who's used to seeing Sam Neill as sort of the hero of the Jurassic Park movies, to see him as this down and dirty villainous cop is just wonderful. And he's playing a villain, whereas the gangster is the good guy, even though he's a gangster. So I love everything about this show. They nail the period, and it's very textured and dramatic. And there's three seasons on Netflix, so if you get into it, there's plenty to binge watch.
Okay, well, another one that I know you are into is Showtime's Episodes, which has been on the air for 4 seasons. It stars Matt LeBlanc, probably best known for playing Joey on Friends back on NBC back in the day. This is a comedy about making a TV comedy in Hollywood. And here's a scene from season 4 when Matt LeBlanc, who plays Matt LeBlanc, has just found out that his money guy has been stealing money from him for years, and he's telling his coworkers.
You wake up one day and half your money's gone. Just gone.
Wait, I'm sorry, say what?
What?
You said half? Half your money's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, you made it sound like he took everything, didn't you think?
I did, yeah.
Well, if it's not everything.
He stole $32 million from me.
It's
no, that's a
insane, unbelievable.
Amount of money, of course. Mm. But you still have
A little over 31.
So tell us about this show.
So there's been lots of Hollywood satires out there. And, of course, people remember shows like The Larry Sanders Show and whatever. But yeah. I really think when we talk about great modern comedy on television, we talk about Orange is the New Black, or we talk about Modern Family, or maybe we talk about Parks and Rec, which just ended, or Community, which is going to start on Yahoo. But people overlook Episodes, which is just this really well-done satire of Hollywood and of class. The overall story is really odd, but this British couple that you heard in the clip come to Hollywood to create an American version of a show that they did in England that was popular, and they are forced to hire Matt LeBlanc as the star. And Matt LeBlanc plays this really venal, self-involved, womanizing version of himself. And it is so much better than any other satire that's on the air today or has been on the air in recent years. I really think they do a great job. And even though Matt LeBlanc's been nominated for an Emmy, I think the show generally gets overlooked.
Well, another show that perhaps we've been overlooking is BET's Being Mary Jane, which stars Gabrielle Union as a successful black broadcast journalist. She is single and in her late 30s. Tell us about this show.
Shows like Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder are getting more ink for showing powerful black female lead characters. But this show, number one, it's on BET, which has always had a horrible reputation for featuring rap videos and not having a lot of substance. But this is a really well-done drama about a black woman who's very focused and successful in her career, but her personal life is very messy. And she's surrounded by a family that has people who aren't necessarily as motivated or successful as she is. And the show was created by Mara Brock-Akil, who people may remember also created Girlfriends. And the creators use this show as a way to talk about stuff in the Black community. So they'll talk about how systematic racism and prejudice may hold Black people back and may make it even hard for people who are middle class and succeeding to do as well as they think they should be doing. And they find ways to talk about issues that are confronting Black people in today's society, but they do it in the framework of this wonderful drama about a Black woman who is trying to make her personal life success match her professional life success.
Hmm. All right. Well, before we let you go, there's another one you wanted us to hear about, HBO's comedy Togetherness. It's been picked up for a second season. This is about two couples living together under one roof.
You should be kicking him out of your couch and out of your house.
No, I should not be, because it's like a beached whale situation. Okay, you just have to wait for the tide to come and gently wash him back in.
Eric, why is this one so underrated?
So here's another great relationship comedy. This is about four people who kind of enmeshed in each other's lives, a married couple, the guy's brother, and a friend of them. And you know, there's so many comedies out there about modern relationships that are cynical and that are biting. And this comedy talks about modern relationships and sex and love in a way that feels modern, but it's not cynical. And, you know, these people are trying to connect, and they're in some ways hopeful, even though they're really dysfunctional. And so it's like a modern comedy about relationships that I feel is not quite so hopeless and not quite so cliched as some of these other shows that have been out there, like FX has done a couple called Married and You're the Worst. I like this show a lot.
And it comes from HBO, which was also in the news this week because of a big announcement yesterday from Apple. They were talking about the iWatch, but they also mentioned this new deal with HBO. Tell us more about that and how that might change the landscape of not just streaming video, but also TV and shows like these.
Well, we knew that HBO was going to announce a standalone streaming service. We thought it was just going to be a version of a service they already have for people who subscribe to HBO through cable called HBO Go, but they're calling it HBO Now, and they're working with Apple for at least the first few months of the service. What's going to happen is the only way you can sign up for it is through an Apple app, and then you sign up for it, and then you can watch HBO content online through Apple TV or your iPad or even through a PC.
Without having a cable subscription.
Without having a cable subscription. And, you know, there's 2,000 titles. You can watch full seasons of The Wire and Girls and all of their series that they have the rights to, and movies and specials and documentaries, all kinds of stuff. And what this is like, cable has always been worried and said that they could never break off pieces of their service. But HBO Now is going to cost $15, $14.99, much cheaper than even getting HBO through cable. And so this is a challenge to the cable industry. This is a challenge to the streaming industry. They are upsetting a lot of apple carts with this new arrangement.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. And you can see Eric's picks, these underrated shows that he has found at our website, hereandnow.org. Eric, thanks so much as always.
Thanks for having me.